First, just a couple of announcements. This afternoon at 3 o'clock, we will have our Eucharistic procession, crowning the year with a great procession down Park Avenue and back. We're hosting all of the parishes from the Aiken Deanery, so I hope you will come back this afternoon for that. We're going to line up at 2:45 and then make our way down Park Avenue in a beautiful procession. I promise you will not be too hot. So, also this Thursday is, of course, Thanksgiving Day, and we will have a wonderful Mass at 9 o'clock in Old St. Mary's. It's just a beautiful Mass, and many people do come. I hope you do. And it's that day we also take up a collection for the poor, so please do be generous, as you always have been in the past. And as you may have seen or heard already, Father Francisco has been appointed the new pastor of Our Lady of Lourdes in Greenwood, and he begins, his official start date is December 15th. However, he is going on vacation that was already planned, so we need to have a goodbye for him on Saturday. I realize it's not the best time, being Thanksgiving weekend, but I hope you are able to make it, or at least send him a little card or something to let him know how much we appreciate him here and his over 2 years with us at the parish. It's of course sad for us, but great news for him. It's every priest's dream to be a pastor one day, and it's a good parish for him. So we congratulate Father. And we will have a priest who's coming to take his place, and I'll announce that in the future. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. So every year, in her great wisdom and love, the Church reminds us that Jesus Christ is the Lord, that Jesus Christ is the King. We shouldn't need reminding, but you know, that's why we celebrate even birthdays and anniversaries, because we're human. We do need to be reminded. So everything that we've said about him this past liturgical year, everything we have celebrated about him, is all meant to come to this point, to recognize him as King, as ruler of our lives, and especially of our hearts. The one to whom absolute obedience and allegiance is due, Jesus Christ, the Lord. So ask yourself right now, this morning, on this great feast day, whom do I serve? Friends, we all serve someone, even if it's ourselves. Whom do you serve? Even as he reigns from the throne of a cross, seemingly defeated in the eyes of the world, as we see in the gospel, he is King. What seemed like a terrible defeat was, in truth, absolute victory. It was only the beginning. In the eyes of the world, he would die and would be buried, but then on the third day to rise and never die again. The second reading begins, Jesus is the image. The Greek word there is icon. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Do you want to know what God looks like? Look at Jesus. He is the visible image of the invisible God. St. Paul continues, for in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. Often translated, the fullness of the divinity. Not partial, the fullness. Absolute fullness resides in him. He's more than a great prophet, more than a magnificent teacher. Jesus is himself the incarnate God. God from God, light from light, true God from true God. King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Friends, a reflection for us today. You and I need to take stock of our commitment to Christ as King. Just as on your wedding anniversary, you take stock in your love for your spouse. we need to take today to see how we are living Christ as King right now, today. You and I are here, likely, because we at least on some level believe and accept that Jesus Christ is the King. But as we celebrate the kingship of Jesus today, we understand the truth that he is not king if we do not listen to him. He is not our king if we do not love him. He is not our king if we do not serve him and follow him. He is our king. We belong to him when the gospel, the good news, penetrates every facet of our lives. Not a lot of our lives, or even most of our lives, but every aspect of our daily living. So let's be honest with ourselves. We in our culture tend to compartmentalize faith in Christ as one of many things that we are juggling, right? My sports, my entertainment, my faith, my job, my whatever. It's just one of many things. That might be how a world does it, but that's not how a disciple lives. I as a disciple, must let him reign in all parts of my life. My body, my thoughts, my heart, and my will are his. In all parts. In every moral decision we face, there is a choice between Christ the King and Barabbas. And we make that choice every day. In tough situations, we can ask ourselves the question, what does Jesus, my King, want me to do or say in this situation? Look at the gospel that we had today. The rulers said, he saved others, let him save himself. The soldiers jeered at him. If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. Even one of the criminals next to him said, are you not the Christ? Save yourself. That is often how we human beings view power, isn't it? It's authority, domination, the capacity to save yourself. If you have enough money, you can save yourself a lot of inconveniences, right? If you have enough power, you can save yourself in so many ways. To be king in this world is often to be able to protect yourself and your interests alone. But the irony is that the true king, Christ the King, is not one who saves himself, but the one who forgets himself in love. Not the one who fills himself up, but the one who empties himself out for us in love. It's the power of self-emptying love that transforms the world. And that's what we see in the most holy Eucharist that we celebrate. We're called to celebrate every day, in fact. Holy Mass makes Calvary present. The culmination of Mass, where Jesus pours out his body, blood, soul, and divinity, his entire self as a total gift for you, given up for you, poured out for you. Do you want real power in your life? Well, stop trying to save yourself. Save somebody else. Do you want to live the power that is at the foundation of the creation of the universe? Perform the simplest acts of love. Forget yourself and think only of another. Sacrifice yourself on your cross. And in that, you will become a loyal subject of Jesus Christ, the King. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.